Hi, I'm Priya Vaidyanathan, and I'm a program manager in the Windows User Experience team. In Windows 8, we wanted to make it really easy for you to search for the content users care about in the apps they love without always having to find and launch the app. Search is universally accessible, contextual to your app, and just a simple swipe away. I'm here in the Start screen, and I simply swipe the edge and tap on the search arm to begin searching. Search is contextual to the app I'm in, and this is also true of system locations. Because I was in the Start screen when I opened the search charm, I am now searching for apps that are installed on this machine. You'll notice that there are three system locations right below the search box: Apps, Settings, and Files. I'm looking for the Notepad application, so I start typing N-O-T and see my list of apps automatically filter down to show me results that match. I can see the Notepad application, and I can simply tap on it to launch. But you'll also notice below the search box that the three system locations have now been updated, and they're showing me counts. It tells me I have two installed apps that match the search term NOT. If I tap on Settings, I'll see all the settings that are available on my PC that start with NOT. Or if I tap on Files, now I'll see all the files that have the search term NOT somewhere in there. Let's take another look at searching for files in the system. I'm interested in finding a song that I recently downloaded by this band called the Viper Creek Club. As I start to type in V-I, you'll notice a set of suggestions appear below the search box. These suggestions are powered by the system indexer, and these suggestions are provided based on the terms and the content and metadata of the files on my local PC. We've made the same functionality available to all app developers. If you're building an app that acts on files on the user's PC, you can power your app's search experience with query suggestions based on the content in the user's files. In this case, these are going to be called local content suggestions, and it's just a setting you can turn on via the search contract. If I tap on Viper Creek Club, I now see all the results for it in my file system. You'll notice that there are several other locations I can search in listed below the system locations. These are all Windows apps that have implemented the search contract. By simply installing these apps, they automatically appear as a search location in the search charm. Since I've recently started listening to the band Viper Creek Club, and I want to learn more about what others are saying about them, I can just tap on the Tweetro app. And now I'm seeing results. This is the Tweetro app running and showing all recent tweets from people mentioning the Viper Creek Club. Apps know best how to render their content. Windows makes it just easy to search in your application from anywhere in the system. I want to learn more about Viper Creek Club's tour dates, so I can simply tap on the Bing app. And now the Bing app is launched and loaded, and now it's showing me results for Viper Creek Club. And as I can see, here's their official website up at the top. I can tap on upcoming concerts. There's images for Viper Creek Club. They have a Facebook fan page. All of this available to me via one simple tap in the search charm. This unified search experience makes it easy for users to find the content they care about in the apps they love. Search is also contextual to the app you're in. When I tap on the search charm here, you'll notice that the search box opens and shows me the query I'd last done in this app. Now I'm going to search for something different in the Bing app. I'm going to be searching for Windows 8. As I start searching for Windows 8, you'll notice that the results loaded are the same. They're rendered the same way as they were when I was looking for Viper Creek Club. Apps have to design only one search experience that is universally accessible from the search charm. You've seen that apps can provide query suggestions to be shown when the user's typing in the search box. Here's an example of query suggestions. Now, I'm going to show you a different type of suggestion that other apps can provide. I'm going to go back to my Start screen and launch the weather app. Now when the weather app launches, if I open up the search charm here, again you'll notice I'm searching in weather because it says weather right below the search header. As I start to type in here, I'm interested in finding the weather for Seattle. You'll notice that the suggestions shown here look different. These are called result suggestions. Result suggestions show a picture and a name, and these are used to indicate a strong or exact match result that users can find within your app. So if I tap on Seattle, I'm taken directly to the weather page for Seattle. Let me show you another city. Let's say I'm searching for Singapore. If I tap on Singapore, I am taken directly to seeing the weather for Singapore. I can skip the search results view altogether. This unified search experience makes it easy for the user to find the content they care about in the apps they love. Apps have to design only one search experience that is universally accessible from the search charm.